Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago, bring us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3.com. Check it out. Jim Schreier is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust. Jim, I need your website, please.
Farcliffs.com, FARCLIFFS.com.
What do we find when we get there?
A lot of stuff on the management and leadership training things that I do, and links to some other activities and some other sites that I've got in terms of some of this career and hiring stuff.
All right, and he can help you if you're bogged down, if you're frustrated, if you're anxious, if you're unsuccessful in getting the hiring and the onboarding and the management job done. Farcliffs.com. Check out Jim Schreier, can help you. We're talking about some of the trends in hiring, Jim. We talked about the use of technology. We're gonna have to be better at social media. We've got to do a better job of that. The people, more and more of the people we're going to be hiring are the younger people, and there's got to be movement by both sides, it seems to me, Jim. We have to go to them to get their attention, because as our buddy Joe Barker would say, we don't fit their paradigm for how to connect with people, most of us, yeah, baby boomers. So in order for them to even see our little flash of shiny squirrel, indicator that we're even out here, we've got to go where they are and act the way they want us to act. And then once they consider being part of our world, they've got to realize that the entire world doesn't operate the way they want it to operate. They're still going to be standing on the shoulders of people like you, and all the people who built the company. They're going to have to make some adjustments. And there's where the tension is a lot of times right now, isn't it?
Right. And it's on both sides. And you nailed it in terms of the responsibility of all businesses. But I think, again, as I said, it's tougher for small businesses to be reaching out to these people in different ways. And I'll just give you one other quick example of that. One of the huge things that's going on in the world, we see it all over the place, and we know that the young generations are into the gaming stuff, mm-hmm, is how many organizations are starting to use what's officially called gamification, yeah, to attract customers. You go to an app on your phone to order food, and you're likely to be, Taco Bell starts giving you lots of games to play.
Yeah.
Companies are using games to attract people. Well, if we've got a boring website that's got nothing on it but a bunch of facts and directions and here's if you're interested for a job, here's how to apply.
Right.
That's not going to attract the younger generation.
And yet if you're a supply house where your customers basically, like Sergeant Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am. Everybody's busy. We got stuff to do. I just need to know if my product's in. I just need to know what your inventory is. I need a bid on this order. You're not going to find that kind of stuff in those kinds of jobs. And so if you show thinking that you're going to be entertained, well, you've gone to the wrong industry. You see my point?
That's right.
Always going to find. And this is where the two sides have to be aware of what's appropriate for them to the way they connect and what's inappropriate. It's not going to work if you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up.
Well, and then and related to that, there's another thing that you mentioned that's critical, and it's one of the things that's shown up in a number of different surveys. The technical stuff is key. The social media stuff is clear.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other things that's shown up in a number of different surveys has been this need for critical thinking skills. So here's where when an organization brings a young person on board and can help them, where they need training or just mentoring, because guess what? Our baby boomers have learned an awful lot on how to think critically
mm-hmm.
and survive in a very complex world for decades.
Right.
So the young people can learn from that if we're willing to teach them.
Well, and they're willing to listen.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
But again, that's one of those both sides things.
Yeah,
about,
yeah. But see, you're talking, when you say critical.
The baby boomers say the kids won't listen.
When you say critical thinking,
Jim,
say critical thinking, you're talking about a fundamental. Critical thinking is one of the management fundamentals out there, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes, we're just being honest here, folks. Sometimes, and the young people have actually told me this. They're not that interested in things that are old. they think of those things as old, and they have to realize that. Something that's fundamental can't be called old. It's fundamental because it's a building block that works, and it doesn't matter what kind of new stuff you put on top of it. The building block is always going to look the same 20 years ago, 20 years from now.
That's correct. And they also have been brought up, unfortunately, in a world where they think that you don't have to figure out the answer, you just need to look it up.
Right.
So if I give you a challenge, it's like grab my phone and search for the answer.
And that's not critical thinking, is it?
No, that's not critical thinking.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, I need the website again quickly one more time.
Farcliffs.com, FARCLIFFF.com.
Good job, Jim. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.